Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 797, Starting Over with Customer Service, by Seth Godin of Seths.blog. And hey, I'm your narrator, Dan, and welcome to Optimal Startup Daily, where I read to you every single day, including weekends and holidays, from some great blogs on entrepreneurship, including Seths.blog, featuring Seth Godin. And I'll tell you more about Seth after the post, but for now, let's get to it as we optimize your life. Starting Over with Customer Service, by Seth Godin of Seths.blog. I've been writing a lot about this topic lately and thinking about it more. I have a radical proposal for you, but it takes a few paragraphs, so I hope you'll bear with me. Customer service is broken, not just because of bad management, though we have plenty of that to go around. Customer service is broken for three reasons. One, the internet has taught us to demand everything immediately and perfect. As a result, we expect that every single time we pick up a phone or deal with someone in a retail setting, we'll be dealing with the senior vice president of customer satisfaction, the head of accounting, and the chief of quality control all at the same time. We expect instant results and undivided attention. Two, the rapid proliferation of choice has taught us to demand that everything should be cheap. As a result, we won't pay extra for superior service, which means companies need to hire cheap. And three, the availability of blogs and other public histories means that it is harder than ever to treat different customers differently. Word gets out. As a result of these three inexorable trends, companies are on defense. They are forced to add a new layer to their pyramid, and yes, it's on the bottom. This layer consists of lots and lots of people, the cheapest the company can find. These folks are ill-trained, poorly supported, and under lots of pressure. There's a lot of turnover, what a surprise, and most are working with nothing more than a simple manual and a lot of metrics. No wonder customer service is so bad. Well, one path is to yell louder at the companies, who will yell louder at their staffs. Another path is to blow it up and start over. I think the single factor that is killing this process and that is under the company's control is this: the desire to perform all customer service in real time. In fact, most customer service can be done quite well overnight. You don't like your cell phone bill? I get a lot of mail about this one. If you knew it was going to be handled properly, you'd have no trouble waiting a few days. Your airline ticket from a trip last week was messed up? Same thing. Given the choice between amazing, guaranteed service with a one-day wait or interminable waits on hold with people who can't really help you right now, well, the choice is pretty easy. Imagine what happens when we take advantage of the asynchronous nature of this sort of support. There's still a cadre of people answering the phone, but they are trained to do exactly two things. One, make it really clear to the caller that there is a problem, that the caller deserves great service, and that things will be dealt with. And two, get every single relevant piece of information. This isn't hard to train for, but yes, it needs and deserves training. Now, the problem goes into a system, good news on this in a moment, and the problem works its way up the pyramid. Each person who touches it either takes responsibility for solving it thoroughly and completely, or passes it up the hierarchy. Any problem not solved within 20 hours goes to some senior-level executive who gets it solved or gets fired. I'm serious. At the end of the month, there's an easy trail to follow. You can see who solved how many problems. You can see who is passing the buck when they should be grabbing it. You can identify the delighted customers and what delighted them. And because it turns out to be far more efficient, it's actually cheaper, which means companies can put better staff on the problems and pull even farther ahead of their competition. As I see it, there are three things that have to happen for this to work. One, the frontline staff have to be really good at making this program clear and at gathering the data. They ought to offer the caller a real-time option, but only when it's clear that this offers a significant benefit to the caller. Two, there needs to be cheap and effective software that lets someone start using this without a lot of custom programming. I've found one alternative, linked in this post, even though they don't actually market it for this use. and I bet there are others. It really works. It's not like me to recommend a commercial product specifically like this, but I'm talking about fog bugs because I think they've actually revolutionized a huge piece of management. What the software does is allow exactly one person at a time to quote-unquote own a piece of a project, a bug, an issue. That person either solves it or passes it off, and the entire process is tracked and time-stamped and tickled, so absolutely nothing is permitted to languish. And three, the company can't use the diminished pressure that asynchronous support delivers as a cop-out to do less. Instead, they have to use it as an opportunity to be overwhelmingly spectacular. Use the money they save to potlatch their customers. If you try it, let me know how it's working for you. You just listened to the post titled Starting Over with Customer Service by Seth Godin of Seths.blog. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Seth for giving us permission to narrate this article today. Seth is a super popular writer with 19 best-selling books. He's also the creator of AltMBA, an online leadership and management workshop. AltMBA uses digital tools to engage with small groups of 120 students in an intense 4-week process. It's been going on since 2015 and has now transformed the lives of more than 4,500 people in more than 70 countries. And a little more about Seth, he has been writing daily on his blog for over a decade. More than 60,000 people have now taken his online courses, and he's also got 5 TED Talks. So his site is absolutely worth your time. He's got a lot to offer there. Of course, there's the huge blog where we're reading from today, but also his books, podcasts, speaking, and so much more right there on his site. Again, it's seths.blog. And that wraps up this Tuesday installment of Optimal Startup Daily. Hope you enjoyed it as we chug toward episode 800 later this week. So I will see you back here tomorrow for the Wednesday show, where your optimal life awaits.